Welcome to the Work Ready Now audio program. This program will help you to be ready for the world of work.
Hello, students. In the last episode, we learned about identifying business opportunities in our community. In this episode, we will go deeper into exploring business opportunities by learning about market research. Students, what do you think market research is? Thank you, students. Maybe you said market research is to learn about your market, how people are selling and buying things from others, what or how you yourself can plan when you are selling goods, or what you need to do before you sell any good to other people. Let us find out more about market research near Agachiriro.
I hope you guys enjoyed your time in the market today. Did you all know that a work-based learning trip is a great way to find business opportunities?
It was so interesting to look around the market and see where there are opportunities for business. I always go to the market, but I never looked at it as a work-based learning trip.
But Furaha, you already have a business idea. You want to open a restaurant.
Yes, I want to open a restaurant because I love cooking. And I also noticed the restaurants are doing good business in the market.
Well, if you have an idea, it's time for market research.
Market research? What does market research mean?
But Mr. Butera, we were just at the market. Don't you think we know all about that market very well now?
No. Not that market. I mean your own market. What you buy and sell has its own market. The market related to your business or the business you want to do. You're still not getting the idea?
No, I'm not getting it.
Okay. Of course, market can mean a regular gathering of people at a convenient place for the purchase and sale of provisions, livestock, and other commodities. But market can also mean all the people in a community that are willing and have capacity to pay for the things other people have to sell.
For example,
if the rainy season is coming, people want to buy umbrellas, right?
That's true, Mr. Butera.
That means there is a very large market for umbrellas when the rainy season is coming.
Oh, I see. So when I open my restaurant, the market for my restaurant will be the people who come to eat at my restaurant.
Great, Furaha. That's right. You're correct. Let me ask you, Furaha, how many people do you think are in this community that might want to come to a restaurant?
I don't know. I hope a lot of people will come to my restaurant to buy my food.
Now listen to me carefully. You should have some idea about your market. Is it 5 people who will buy from you, or 50 people, or 500 people? You can't start any business if you don't know any of these things.
But before starting my restaurant, am I supposed to know those kind of things? Like how many people will buy my food and all that?
Yes, and what type of food people will like to eat too. You must know everything before you set one piece of charcoal on fire.
Well, as for me, I like to always cook banana.
Ah, that's what you like to cook for yourself. But how do you know people who will buy your food will want to eat banana? How do you know they don't like other types of food?
But banana is a real random food. I think most people like banana.
That is my point, Furaha. You must do market research first. Maybe you are cooking banana, but people want potatoes or chips. Market research is very important.
Yes, I can see this is very important.
Now, let me ask you, how many other restaurants are here near Agachiriro?
Oh, I don't know that.
Loads. There are very many.
You need to know this so you know if you are starting a business that offers something new and interesting and to how many people.
Students, Why is it important for Furaha to know how many people are in the market for her restaurant? Thank you. You might have said it is important for Furaha to know because it will help her know how well her business might do and because she can guess how many customers she might serve. Students, what does this quote mean? Market research or market regret? I repeat, what is market research or market regret? Thank you. This quote means market research is very important. If you do not research and understand the market for your business or those who will buy from you, you will have regret when your business fails or when your business doesn't do well. Students, remember, market research is important so that you understand people who might be interested in your business and other people who might be competing against you. Market research is all about products and the services that people need. Now, I guess you understand very well the two meanings of the market. A market can mean the place, but market can also mean all the people in a community that are willing to pay for things other people have to sell. Students, invite a family member, peer or colleague to join you or do it yourself. Choose one of these businesses for this activity, either a cell phone boutique or a boiled egg seller. Ready? Now discuss or think, what is the market for your business and how many other businesses like that business are around in your village? Students, we have seen that market research helps us to better understand our community, customers, products, services, and competitors. Furaha has learned how doing market research will help her start a successful restaurant. In the next episode, let's see how Furaha learns to set personal and professional goals to make her dreams come true. Don't miss it! Thank you, students. Goodbye.
This program was funded by the Mastercard Foundation under the Bright Project, Building Resilience in TVET Through E-Learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in close collaboration with Akazi Kanoze Access, aka Rwanda Polytechnic and Rwanda TVET Board. The content of the program was adapted from the Hugukadukore Akazi Kanoze HDAC project, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.